This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein shares from her audiobook, Generation to Generation, on teaching her children the lessons of faith found in the Jewish holiday Sukkot, also known as the Feast of Tabernacles, which is celebrated this month by spending a week living in a hut called a sukkah.
These days, there are many options when it comes to building a sukkah. There are prefab ones that are easy to put together and as fun as Lego blocks. And there are even pop-up versions. When I was growing up, though, our sukkah was made of wood. And I remember my sisters and I watching in awe as my father single-handedly constructed it. This was no easy feat. First, my father would lug the wooden panels from our shed to our patio, along with the wooden beams that would hold the structure together. Then he would carefully line up the pieces according to the numbers he had assigned them the very first time he built our sukkah, so that everything was in place and ready to be assembled. The first two pieces were always the most difficult. My father would follow his plan carefully and join the two boards in order to form a corner, which, once bolted together, could stand on its own as long as there were no strong winds that day. My father worked as quickly as he could to stabilize the structure while my sisters and I were there to help by handing him the next screw or getting him a glass of water. It was always a celebrated accomplishment when the sukkah was finally complete and stable enough to be decorated. We would sit with my father long after the sun had set and marvel at the structure that once again stood in our Chicago backyard.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.